In general, I would just say I like that whatever I say in a shir is usually something that I would say is muchrach, which means has to be said. What I'm going to say today, I think definitely could be said. I'm not sure why I would say it's muchrach, but I think it will enhance our sphere of Omer. And let me just begin, you know, from where I started. I was learning Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, and if you look at source number one, so in source number one, the Rambam says, Shachach v'lo mana b'layla, if someone forgot to count Sfira, and he didn't count Sfira at night, mona b'yom, so the halacha is he's allowed to count Sfira during the daytime, as we know, and the Rambam, and the Rambam actually does not hold like we do, that if you count, we hold that if you count during the day, you count without a bracha, because that's the sheet of certain Rishonim. But according to the Rambam, whether you count at night or you count in a day, you can still count with a bracha. However, it's definitely the mitzvah is more fulfilled when you count at night. So Rambam says in source number one, if someone forgot to count at night, he counts in the daytime. And the Rambam says you only count standing up. This mitzvah should be done standing up. And if you count sitting down, you're yotzei. That is the halacha in the Rambam. And what caught my interest is the Kesef Mishnah. If you go and look at source number two, the Kesef Mishnah says, "The Zohar Parshas Tzav." So he quotes actually the Ritz Geis. He says, "The Zohar Parshas Tzav VeKasav." Sod Hadavar. So in Parshas Tzav, he writes the Sod Hadavar is Lomet Sarach Limnos Meumad. Why you have to count standing up? And when I saw the Kesef Mishnah quote the Zohar, it really threw me for a spin. Because as we know, as understood and as accepted, the Rambam did not necessarily, I would say, obviously not in the storm, but everyone understands the Rambam did not paskin based on the Zohar. The Rambam probably did not learn the Zohar. And the Kesef Mishnah here to explain this halacha, and that's why you'll find that the certain halachas, the Rambam, which we might accept to be based on the Zohar, the Rambam does not go ahead and explain it based on the Zohar, use the Zohar. And here the Kesef Mishnah mentions the Zohar. I did a search. I was curious to find if the Kesef Mishnah anywhere else in Yad HaChazaka mentioned the Zohar. And I actually did not find the Zohar mentioned anywhere else. Of course, it could be there. But I was fascinated by the idea that the Kesef Mishnah mentioned the Zohar. So I'm not going to do the Zohar right now. I'm probably not going to do it, you know, in the shir itself. I'm not a person to learn Zohar. I don't know how to learn Zohar, but I was so fascinated by it. I went to look for the Sulam. I found the Zohar. And basically what the Zohar says is that, you know, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it says, V'chifer va'ado va'ad beso. So a person should atone for himself. The Kohen Gadol is mechaber for himself and for his family, for his house. And he says, in the first day of Pesach, the Zohar says, we are like the Kohen Gadol on the first day of Pesach. And we're chaver for ourselves, and then we have to come down and be mechaver for our family, and then we have to bring up the shemayim. I don't understand necessarily all of these things, but the Zohar says for that reason it's so important to be mechaver for ourselves and bringing ourselves back to the shemayim. For that reason, we have to stand up. That's the Zohar. It's the last page of the Makoros and Parshat Tzava. Okay, so once I saw the Zohar and I saw the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, I began to start thinking. And I would just, first of all, I would say number one, this is the makor of the Kesef Mishnah mentions. The makor, the source for standing up for Sfira that's mentioned by most Rishonim, okay, is actually in source number three and source number four. In source number three, the Pasuk says, Shiva Shavuos. If you look at source number four, the Medrash Tanoim says, and the Medrash Tanoim, by the way, is a compilation actually of Midrashim that I would say are more that were collected recently, more modern. Bekama tochel lisbor al tikra bakom el bakoma. So he says mechan she'ein mevarchus v'resomel umad. So we, of course, it says bakoma. We read it as bakoma, standing up. You only count spheres to omer umad. And this is something which actually many Rishonim mentioned this medrash. He says, if you go ahead and look at source number five, Rabbeinu Bachaya points out about Darshu Razal, al tikru bakoma el bakoma, mikan l'spiras on rishim umad, uma ksira umad. So just like Sira Omer is Mu'umad, because obviously you harvest Omer Mu'umad, so also Sira Omer Mu'umad. And then he says, Va'arva Dvar Shemis Mu'umad, and there are four things where the mitzvah is Mu'umad, and the simon is Atzmal, Omer Tzitzis, Mila, Lulav. We'll try to see if there's a connection between all of these mitzvot. It's fascinating that I think the Radvaz mentions the same idea of these mitzvot. They have to be standing up. But as Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out in the Siyunim of the Franco, I think it's Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so he says the Rambam does not mention the halach of Amida except by shofar. All right, but I just want to point out that Evie says even the and if you look at the Psikta Sutrasa, also says the same idea. However, this medrash is found in Psikta Sutrasa. It's found in the Medrash Tanayim. But in the classic Midrashim, it's not even mentioned in Yalkut Shimoni. It's not really found there. Okay, but these are the two sources for the halacha of Amida, because Sfiras to Omer is very important. As the Zohar says, we have to stand up for Sfiras to Omer, as are the other mitzvot, Tzitzis, Mila, and Lulav. So I like to understand, like, what really is the importance of Sfiras to Omer. Now, if you go and look at, so the way we look at Sfiras to Omer, we see Sfiras HaOmer as we make a bracha, like we do before every other mitzvah. And after the bracha, we go ahead and do the mitzvah. And what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to go ahead and to count Sfira. If you look at the Mariel, and Mariel is not the only one that mentions this idea. A few Rishonim mention it. I think I might have seen it in the Shibboleth Leket even, but I have the Mariel quoted here. Mariel says, Sfiras HaOmer, source number 7, Sfiras HaOmer, so he says, Sfiras HaOmer, Maschilin Achar Tfilas Arvis. So Tfilas HaOmer, you start after Ma'ariv, Shom Shein, the Pesach, and Asach Ma'ariv, the Pesach. This was a Chutz Loretz, obviously. I mean, even here. Well, Yaminag with Magenza, and the Minag of Magenza was, Shesham Shi'ir, Hayimakabit Zalav, the Pesach Nesses. Kol Hana'orah Machar Sinim HaTfilah, the Shamash in Magenza, would gather together all the young men in the shul after davening, vayimvarech imahem b'kol ram, he would make the bracha of b'kol ram, and this is the bracha that they would say, baruch ato Hashem lakeinu melech olam, asher kiddushon tzav tzivanu al sfiras haomer. Then they wouldn't say hayom yom echad, shehayom yom echad. In other words, so therefore, according to the Mariel and other Rishonim, Rokeach mentioned this idea also. So the Amira, the Sevira itself, was connected to the Bracha. Shayom Yom Echad. It was connected. It was all one thing. It says, Vahol Chimona Kain Kol Mincha Tzof HaShavua, the whole week. And then the next week, he mentions that the men would count at home, actually, he mentions. But the Shamash Magenza would gather the Arim together. And when he would gather them together, they would go ahead and they would go ahead and make this bracha. And when they made the bracha, the sevira itself was part of the bracha. Shehayom yom echad. In a certain sense, not exactly, but it was like Kiddush and Avdolah, where the mitzvah sevira saomer is to count sevira within the context of the bracha. And I was actually, even though the Rambam's lashon is not like that, this week I was learning with some of the chaver in my shul, Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, and while I was doing the shiur, it hit me. If you look at source number 8, where the Shulchan Aruch mentions the halacha of someone forgets to count a whole night. So as opposed to the Rambam that says you count during the day of a bracha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, based on certain Rishonim,
that if you missed the Yom Kippur night, you don't make a bracha. He says shachach v'lo birach kol alayla. Someone forgot and did not make a bracha. Someone forgot and did not make a bracha the whole night. So the Shulchan Aruch says yispor b'yom b'lo bracha. And I was fascinated that the Shulchan Aruch does not say shachach v'lo safar v'lo mana. The Shulchan Aruch uses the lashon v'lo birach kol alayla. Okay, so in other words, even according to our minhag, what we do is that really the counting is separate from the bracha. The way the Shulchan Aruch is magdir, the Sfira Sa'omer, he's magdir it is at a bracha. That when we're going ahead and we're counting Sfira, so we're really saying a bracha. Now it could be the Sfira is after the bracha, but the way the Shulchan Aruch is magdir it, the Shulchan Aruch is magdir it as being part of the bracha itself. Shachach, he doesn't say shachach below, you didn't count. He says, you forgot and you did not make a bracha a whole night. So I'd like to understand what's the idea of Sfira Sa'omer. It seems, according to Rishonim, and we'll see, by the way, the Ramban implies the same thing. We'll see that. But it talks about the bracha being so important as part of Sfira Sa'omer. The bracha is a very important aspect. Now, we know every mitzvah, the bracha is very important. But here it sounds like the bracha becomes one of the major characteristics of the mitzvah. Okay, so that's one question. We'll come to Ramban later, which implies the same thing. But that's one question. Second question we know that in general, ladies are peturos mitzvah se shazman grama. That ladies are peturos mitzvos that are time oriented with some exceptions. And Sfiras Omer is definitely a time oriented mitzvah, even though the Ramban in Kedushin says women are chayavos in Sfiras Omer. But in general, the consensus is that Sfiras Omer is time oriented. If you look at the Magen Avraham, so Noshim peturos misfira. And he quotes the Rambam and the Zohar. The Zohar was very into that women should not make those counts for Omer. Umiu, the Magen Avraham says, Kvar Shavio Lechova, so now it has become a chov, an obligation upon them. So, and the question is why? You know, what does it mean? And it's fascinating because we know there are many mitzvahs, the mitzvah Shazman Grama, that ladies run to do. For example, Kiyah Shofar. I think certainly Sukkah, the first night of Sukkot, other mitzvahs, lulav and esrog. The Magen Avraham does not say that, but other mitzvahs. He says it by the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. So the Prima Gadim asked the question in source number 10, Umasha Kasav Shavya Alea Chova, Efsher Ketfilas Arvis. It's like Tfilas Arvis. That's the Prima Gadim. What does it mean like Tfilas Arvis? So we know, the Gemara says, and we paskin, that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. What does Rishus mean? It's a machlok of Rishonim. The bottom line is today, Tfilas Arvis Mairiv, the nighttime tefillah, is not Rishus anymore. It has really been accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. And even though, in general, after the time, the Chasima Satam, after the time of the Gemara, and even though really after the time of the Gemara, you can't have any takanas that are imposed upon all of Klal Yisrael, the fact that everyone was Mekabel Mairiv, it became a minig. Why? Because it's very difficult to have a takana everyone can accept. But Mairiv, everyone accepted. Everyone accepted Mairiv. So the Prima Gadim wants to suggest that it's possible that Sfiras HaOmer, in a certain sense, is like Mairiv. Okay, so, does he mean that everyone accepted it? Is there enough? Is there a similarity to Mairiv that it has? He says, "Bitzarach iyim v'zeh," and it's sarach iyim. We have to understand this. And he says that even though you might hold like the Magen Avraham, a woman certainly cannot be motzi a man. Okay, so that's the Prima Gadim. I'd like to try to understand again. There's a way to understand what that means. Now, by the way, there are mafreshim who point out. Maybe we'll get to it. That it's like other mitzvos that ladies are due anyway, so it is a chachoma for them. However, the Prima Gadim seems to focus that Sfiras Omer is an exception. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch has a very hard time with this Magen Avraham and Parshas Emor, the mitzvah of Sfira. He says in mitzvah Shin Vav, he says that the Nashim Adam Torah mitzvah Zu, the Hamitzvah Teshas Mangrama, the Mayim Magen Avram, the Kasim Dinna Shav Lachova, the Dinze Tzaruch Iyun, who Dabr Chadash. He says, it's a Dabr Chadash. He says, so the Nashim, if they accept upon themselves to do what I say that they're parted from, now they should become Chayiv. He says, Valoriti came Vishrum Makom. He says, and you can't compare this to Tfilas Myriv, to Myriv. He says, and the bottom line is, he says, it could be, it's also for ladies, and I think the way some explain it, by Myriv, there's a chiv, some people hold there's a chiv to say it, so it's different, but the Minchas Chinuch has a very, very, has a very hard time. If you look at what does he mean by that? So if you look at source number 12, the Beis Yosef, just to digress for a second from Spira Saomer, so the Beis Yosef quotes the halacha. Let's say, for example, someone forgot, would say, it's Shalosh Shudas. The halacha is, you don't have to go back. So the Beis Yosef quotes, because of Achira Bichel, Besuda Shlisha Shoshavis Tarachin and Machzir Noso, and he mentions that certain Shitas, that since the Minig is to mention Ritzei, so maybe it's a Chova, and it's like Tvilas Arvis. Rama points out that you can only say everyone accepted as a chova since there are shitos in dark emotions. Source number 13. There are shitos that shlishis deed passes a chova, so they were accepted that shita and now it became a chova. Okay. However, so what the Minchas Chinuch is basically saying is it's very difficult to say that the women accepted upon themselves a chov that counts spheres of Omer when everyone agrees that women are not chayavos. However, it's not really true because the Ramban holds women are chayavos. So it could be that the Minchas Chinuch question, according to the Ramah, that you can accept upon yourself something which as a chiyav, if there is a shita that holds you are chayav in it, could apply to Spirit Solomon because of the Ramban. However, that being said, I'd like to try to explain. The Magen Avraham seems to imply that Sfira Sa'omer is like Tefillah. So I'd like to try to understand how Sfira Sa'omer is like Tefillah. Okay, so that's the second question. Now, if we go on a little bit, and I want to do the Ramban. This is a very important Ramban. There's a very famous Ramban. The Ramban says, everyone knows the Ramban. Source number 14. I'm just getting it. Source number 14 is a very famous Ramban. Ramban basically says that Sfira Sa'omer is like it's like a Chol Shomoy. It's like a Chol Shomoy. In other words, why? Because we know that when it comes to Sukkot, so we have the first day of Sukkot, and we have the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. And it's a new Dushas Hayom. When it comes to Pesach, we don't really have that. The seventh day of Pesach is the same Dushas Hayom, the same sanctity as the rest of Pesach. So Ramban basically says, yeah, the new Dushas Hayom comes at Shavuos, and Chol HaMoed, and Sfira Sa'omer is really a long Chol HaMoed. If you look at source number 15 for 1 second, and I'll go back to Ramban, Ravina Bachaya was a Talmud of Ramban. He says, Bal Lilmod, ki, wants to explain, ki hu achag, this chag is nigrar achar mitzvah sa'omer. So this chag comes after mitzvah sa'omer. Umem tetz yom hasipurim en rishon pesach ha-shvuas hinei hen cholosh ha-moed ben rishon tosukas toshmin ha-tzeres. So he says that really this chag of spirit comes after mitzvah sa'omer, and it's like cholamoed. So let's look at the Ramban. Okay? The Ramban really emphasizes this point. It's a very beautiful Ramban. So the Ramban says, first of all, like this, in source number 14, and we'll learn the Ramban together. So Ramban says like this, the Minei Misbar Hayomim, Miyom Hatznufa. So the amount of days from the time you wave the Omer, Ad Yom Mikra Kodesh, until the Mikra Kodesh is Shavuos, says, Kemisbar Hashanim is like the amount of years, Mishnos Hashemita Ad Hayovel. In other words, it's 49 of the Shemitah years. Batam behem echad, and the tam is the same tam, which I feel we have to, we have to go ahead and count each year to Mekadesh. Al kain tisperu chamishim yom. You have to count 50 days. Chiyispor sheva shabbaso, 7 weeks. Tesha b'yom yom, 49 days. V'yikadesh yom hachamishim hanispor b'yodo, and your Mekadesh the 50th day. K'moshon v'yodo. The Zeh tam tamimos, is the reason tamimos, shetia mechuvanos, it should be exactly lo pachas velo yoser. In other words, the bottom line is that we can't play around. You can't say, okay, let's make it 49, let's make it 51. It has to be 50 days. Ketam tamimim yiyu she hayeser kamo acheser and tamim, if you make it more, it's not good, just like making it less. Okay, which, well, in other words, why would you think that making it more should be better than making it less? In other words, just like we know that the 15th day of Nisan is Pesach, why would I think that if I have 51 days, it should be better than 48 days? So Ramban goes on. He says, "V'nei tama parsha sheyaschil lispor betchilas ksir saorim," that you should start to count the beginning of the barley harvest. "V'yova reishis ksiro karmel mincha l'Hashem." Yachrav alav korban, you should go ahead and bring the full kernels of the barley, and mincha brakadosh baruch hu, yashim misparo betchilas ksir chitim, and you should finish counting at the beginning of the wheat harvest. Kalos kadosh beito, which is a pasuk, a play on words, a pasuk from Iyov. He says, yavu imenu solis chitim mincha lashem, and bring us fine flour of the solis lashem. Yavu korban olav ulekach. And that's why he says it's fascinating. These korbanos are mentioned in the parsha. Why? Because if you look at Parsha Zemor, the korbanos really are not mentioned. The korban musar is mentioned in Parsha Pinchas. So why is it that the korbanos of the Omer and the Bikurim are mentioned in Parsha Zemor? He says, because these korbanos are the ikur and the chag. In other words, just like we mentioned Sukkot, we mentioned Matzah, we mentioned Lulav and Esrog, which is the Ikar of the Chagim, the holidays, when it comes to this holiday, the Korban Mincha, the Korban Omer, and the Korban Shteh Lechem, and the Korbanos, they are the Ikar of the Chag. And the question is, which Chag are we talking about? He mentioned the Korbanos, which is the Korban Omer, and the Korban Shteh Lechem, and that's that is the ikar of the we said that is the ikar of the chag. So we're not talking about Pesach and Shavuos, because then it should say hachagim, the holidays. This is the ikar of this chag. Which chag? That that's what Ramban says, that this chag, the Sfiras to Omer, is a chag. Below hiskar musam behem kashir lo hiskim b'shar mo'adim. So the truth is, we don't have the other korbanos musaf. It's true, but tamil chadasha. Okay, that's another halacha. So the Ramban talks about these korbanos being the ikar of this chag, the chag of as the Ramban holds this certain chag. Now, so the question is, are we makdish the yom? How does it happen? So we look at the Sefer Rokeach. The Sefer Rokeach points out like this. If you look at source number 16, the Rokeach says tisbru chamishim yom. So he says, Kinun Shari Binahim, there are 50 gates of understanding. I don't understand what that means necessarily. Memtes Yomim, Monim Kinegan, Memtes Sharim Shemoshar Kadosh Baruch Lemoshe. So the 49 days correspond to the 49 days, goes for 49 gates that are Kadosh Baruch to Moshe. Lekach Monim Adzam Adnun Yomim, Uche Memtes Monim Techapesne, you should search for it. Arucha Me'eretz, Mida. Shiva Shavuos, Al Shein, Mizukach, Shiva Sayim. Okay, so you have to really go through it. Tmimas Tarshan Tamiana. He says, Miyom Vecham Tzaruch Lispor Mem Tesyom. And look what he says. I will be, you have to count 49 days. I will be Yom Nun. But on the 50th day, he says, Ein Tzaruch Lispor. You don't have to count. Shari Niskar Bibracho Bitfila, because you mentioned the 50th day in our brachas and our davening. Because the 50th day, we talk about Shavuos. So the Rokeach makes a very strong connection between the Sfira Soma, the 49 days, and the 50th day that we mentioned Shavuos in the brachos and our tefillah. And, you know, it could be that the, and I would just mention that. You know, there's actually a fascinating sheet of the Rambam, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to skip down a little bit to the Rambam. There was a big machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Rambam holds that when the Rambam basically says If you go ahead, he says the if you look at today we know we don't have Besdin being koveya the chodesh based on the witnesses of on the testimony of witnesses. All right, so we know wherever Jews live, wherever Jews have lived, so we know that they knew when Rosh Chodesh was, they knew when Yom Tov was. So the Rambam says in source number 19. So everybody in their own city goes ahead and they're able to know when Rosh Chodesh is. So when they decided in Prague, in Warsaw, in Vilna, in Punta Vista, in somewhere, let's say in Morocco. We're not deciding when Rosh Chodesh is based on our cheshbon. We're not relying on them. We don't make leap years, and we don't say Rosh Chodesh was in Chutz Loretz. He says. He says we're only relying on the cheshvan of Eretz Yisrael. The zeshon of the cheshvan liklos the dover blavadu. And what we do is just to reveal it. Kavish on yidonah shal cheshvan zehin somchim on the cheshvan leda yom shekabel ben Eretz Yisrael is a yomhu. He says so. Since we're going ahead and we're relying on their cheshvan, we're revealing what they decided. So in other words, a Jew living in let's say for example in Magenza. Or inspires in the Middle Ages, and they decided the rabbi of the town said this is when Rosh Chodesh is, this is when Yom Tov is. He was just revealing what they decided in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael they were kovei the Chodesh. He says, "V'kviyas Eretz Yisrael also who she yeh Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov lov nechesvin shana mechashvin." And the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvot, I believe, that if Chas v'Shalom there was never a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, then the calendar would have been batal. Because it's the Jews in Eretz Yisrael by doing their cheshbon, by keeping Rosh Chodesh, they are the ones that are deciding when Rosh Chodesh is, when the holidays are, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And we know that throughout the centuries, there are always Jews in Eretz Yisrael. There might have been very few Jews. There might have been times when the Yishuv was very weak. There's a family near Tzvas of Kohanim that have been there until they're in that area until you know the Six-Day War. It's a Mesorah in their family. So the question is, what they were Kaveh the Chodesh? So my uncle Yoshevir explained that when a Jew goes ahead in Eretz Yisrael and davens on Yom Tov, when a Jew says Yal V'Yavon Rosh Chodesh, Bizman Hazel, when there's no Bezdin, they are the ones that are Kaveh the Chodesh. When a Jew in Eretz Yisrael goes ahead and says, you know, Rosh Hashanah, he is Kaveh the Chodesh. And if there would not be a Jew Yisrael doing that, according to Rambam, the calendar would become batal. So what do we see? We see from this Rambam that when a Jew davens, when a Jew makes a bracha, and in the bracha he implies this day has a certain status, he is giving kedusha to the day. As the Rokeach says, what did the Rokeach say? Going back to the Rokeach for a second, the Rokeach said that when we don't need to count Sfira Sa'omer on the 50th day, Shari Niskor Bebracha Vetvila, because we mentioned Shavuos in the Brachas and Vetvilas, and that in itself gives Kedusha to the day. So in a certain sense, according to the Rokeach, and I believe the Rokeach also includes the count in the Bracha, the point of counting Sfiras Omer, besides the mitzvah, is the mitzvah gives the semi-Kedusha this day has, because if according to the Ramban and according to Rabbeinu Bachaya, so Sfiras HaOmer is like Chol HaMoed, that means this day, these days, have a certain Kedusha. And if these days have a certain Kedusha, how does it get the Kedusha? Remember, the Rambam says, it gets the Kedusha not because Besdin was Koveya the Chodesh, you know, in the time of Hillel HaSheni. It retains the Kedusha because the people in Eretz Yisrael say this is Rosh Chodesh. So when we go ahead and we say Sfiras HaOmer, we are giving the Kedusha, whatever Kedusha it has, whatever Kedusha it has to the day. That's why the Rambam refers to the uh, the as I said, to Sfiras Omer, the Rambam refers to Sfiras Omer as a chag. And what we're doing is we're going ahead and we are going ahead and it's not just accounting. When we do it, we're going ahead and we make a bracha. We're doing is we're giving dusha today. And I think that maybe that's possibly the reason why it's so important to go ahead and include in this part of the bracha. Because if you're just saying something, so the question is, does that give the dusha today? But as you see, the Rambam, as the Keach said, the Gavi Shvuas, and as my uncle explained, according to the Rambam, it's the tefillos that we do that give it to Kedusha. So just saying a bracha, Ashir Shonfan Lasnir Omer, might not be enough. We have to, within the context of the bracha, say what day it is, because every day we're giving a certain Kedusha to the day. Whatever that Kedusha is, we're giving a certain Kedusha to the day. That's the idea of Sfiras Omer, that's the idea of the bracha. So to realize, according to this, when you're making a bracha, it's not just you're doing a mitzvah, but especially for Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and of course in Chutz La'aretz also, we have to somehow add our own personal kedusha to it. In Eretz Yisrael, we're giving the kedusha to the day because we're making the bracha, and we make the bracha. We're saying today has the kedusha. We're going to say tonight has the kedusha of the 12th day of the Omer. We're going to give it a little bit more, a little bit different kedusha. It's going to be a little bit different. That's the idea. Maybe that's why the Magen Avraham compares it to tefillah. Why does the Magen Avraham compare it to tefillah? Magen Avraham compares it to tefillah because, in a certain sense, it becomes a bracha, becomes like a tefillah. The just like Myriv is a tefillah, so this is also a tefillah because it's a bracha, which, and as a bracha, it might be called a tefillah. Now, in terms of, so one point behind this is the idea of giving dusha today. But I think there's another point behind this bracha. And if you look, and there's a machlokas we've shown him, whether Sfiras HaOmer is, and if you look at source number 17, the Aruch HaShulchan mentioned by Tosfos, that after Sfiras HaOmer, now I'll just, I'll come back to the Aruch HaShulchan in a few minutes. But there's a machlokas we've shown him, whether Sfiras HaOmer today is Diraisa or Dirabonan. Most we've shown him hold Sfiras HaOmer is Dirabonan, because Sfiras HaOmer is based on the Korban Omer and the culmination of the Shtei Alechem. And unfortunately today we don't have the Korban Omer anymore. So since we don't have the Korban Omer anymore, so Sfiras HaOmer is the Rabbanan. However, the Rambam seems to feel that he says clearly, the Rambam says, Sfiras HaOmer today is the Araisa. B'chol Malkum B'chol Zman, it's the Araisa. And the question is why. So if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, source number 18, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly says, of a low king das to Rambam, in Paragzam Milchus Tamidim, he said, Mitzvah say Lispor Sfira Shabbos Shabbos Tinos Tiyana Omer Vasa Omer, and he says Mitzvah Zu Al Kol Ish Mi Yisrael V'Chol Makom Wherever Yar V'Chol Zman. Then he mentions, of course, that women are pturos. He says Hareisha Kostav She Mitzvah say V'Chol Makom V'Chol Zman. And the question is, where does Rama get it from? So we know that when we count Sfira Sa Omer, we count the days and the weeks. Because it says Chamishim Yom, you should count, and Sheva Shavuos. Whereas the Machlokas in the Gemara, do we have to count weeks today, or just counting days is sufficient? So a Meimar, the Aruch HaShulchan says, points out, he only counted days, because he says today is Zecher LeMikdash, and Abaye, Rabban Rav Ashi, they counted days and weeks. So again, it could be, the Rambam holds, they must hold this D'Oraisa, and therefore we have to do the mitzvah the full way with days and weeks. So he says like this, and this is very important. And Aruch HaShulchan explains, Yesh Lomar, the Ikar HaSvira is the Matan Torah. That just like the Jewish people counted towards Matan Torah, so we also have to go ahead and we have to count. We have to count towards Matan Torah. That's the idea. And he says, and this is the idea behind the korbanos that we bring. For example, on the first day we bring korban of barley. And what's barley? Barley is animal food, right? And for that reason, Chazal say that a lady who's a sota, who was accused of acting in an improper way, has to bring a korban of barley because she was acting in a way which is similar when, you know, she was acting in an immoral way. She's acting like it's animalistic. He says, so we, the second day of Pesach, we don't have the Torah, we're devoid of the Torah, we bring an animal, we make a korban of barley, which is really animal food. We work ourselves up towards Shavuos. We're counting day after day after day after day. after day. Why are we counting after day? Because I think we're counting after day because what we want to do is we want to reach that point in Matan Torah. And it's not just that we're counting day after day after day after day. But we're doing is on each day we're trying to improve ourselves because we know as we're close to Matan Torah, we're going up levels. We're reaching that closer level. We can actually have the shtei lechem, the chitim, the food that human beings eat. The musa adam, as a matter of fact, when we count Sefiras HaOmer, as we know, we don't count and say that today is the second day in the Omer. Today is the third day in the Omer. We go ahead and we count. Today is 3 days in the Omer. We're counting. Why 3 days? I think I saw in the Harei Kedem that someone says today is the third day. And my uncle, the Rav, pointed out, it's not what it is. You have to say today is 3 days because you have to include all the days. Why? Because it's cumulative. We're saying we've already counted. We've worked on ourselves. We've reached 3 days. 3 days towards the Omer. And the bracha that we're making is not just a bracha to Mekadosh Diyom. But once it's a bracha, it's also a tefillah. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Shetzvanu Al Sefiras HaOmer, Shayom Yom Echad, today should be 1 day in the Omer. Shayom Shnei Yomim, today should be 2 days. We're asking in a certain sense for help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go ahead, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to understand that, yes, in order to go ahead and to grow, we have to want to grow. We need Siyat HaDishmaya. So Sefiras HaOmer is not just counting. Sefiras HaOmer is the bracha. A bracha is the major part of the Sefira. Why? Because number one, to Mekadesh each day. But once you're Mekadesh each day, as the Rokeach points out, and it becomes a chag, we also use this tefila to help us to grow in each day. And to understand, a lot of times we think that, okay, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to make a commitment to myself. But, we need tefillos also. It's fascinating. I'm giving this year today. Yesterday, I met with a Talmud of mine from 6 years ago. 6 years ago. I haven't seen him in a long time. I touched my phone. We sat for an hour. And we were talking about the challenges, he might face. And he told me that he has a Rebbe in New York that every time he met his Rebbe, his Rebbe would say, oh, you're going, he says, I'm going to daven for you tonight. And he said, if I had a challenge that night, it didn't work. In other words, I succeeded. What I wanted to do, which might have been wrong, I succeeded. Why? He said, I'm telling you, my Rebbe was daven for me. He says, so in other words, if we really want to succeed, yes, we have to work on ourselves. We have to go ahead and we have to grow. There's no question. We have to work on it ourselves. I think Rav Schachter told the story that once he came to Eretz Yisrael and he was married, hadn't had children yet, and he went to the Steinberg for a bracha for children. I think I remember. And he also went for a bracha that he should, to become a Talmud Chacham. And the Steinberg said, you want to become a Talmud Chacham? Got to learn. But he says, but still, tefillahs help us. Without effort, tefillahs don't do anything. We have to put an effort in. So the point of Sefiras HaOmer is as the Shulchan Aruch says, Birach, the bracha is so important. Why is the bracha so important? The bracha is so important. Number one, as said, according to the Rokeach, according to the Rambam, it's a yomtiv, that we have to mekadesh the day. Just saying today is the first day, the second day, that might not be enough, but it has to be, kedusha has to come within the context of the bracha. But once we're making the bracha now becomes a tefillah also. A tefillah to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's source number 17. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes what about Tosfos, that after we go ahead and after we count Sevira, and I think everyone does this, so we should say Yiratzon Shibana Beis Hamikdash or Harachamon. Tosfos says Yiratzon. We say Harachamon. Yiratzon is what we say after davening. So we say Harachamon. But the truth is Yiratzon is something which really connects to tefillah, because Sefiras HaOmer is a tefillah. It's the context of a bracha, but as I said, it's tefillah too. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. So we say Yiratzo. And then he goes on and he says, V'yesh Omrim Gam Mizmor Elokim Yechaneinu V'yesh Yosmem Tos Tevos. And some add another Tachna Arucha of the Ribono Sholom, who marbin binyarim mistorim, mysterious ideas, the Rad Magdol Misram Lozeh, because they're Dvarim on their Sholom, whatever that means, the Ein HaPirsim Royal Lozeh, and he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, whatever the Rad Magdol felt, he shouldn't say it. So where the Aruch HaShulchan lived, in the Vardukt, people say it. I have to tell you that through this in my show, we just say a Rachamon. But my father said those tefillas every year. He said Don of a Koach. He said the Mizmor Alchim Mechaneinu. He said Ribono Sha'olam. He said all those tefillas because there's something and he was very makban. There was something about Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, the bracha is not just a bracha; it's a bracha. But in context of, as mentioned, why it might be a bracha, and even according to our minhag, the Shulchan Aruch is magdered as a bracha, but it's also tefillah. It's very important to go ahead and daven. And I just want to mention what are we davening for? Just to finish up, what are we davening for? Okay, of course we're davening. We want to become the Torah. We want to learn. We want to become better. We want to be zochet to matan Torah. My father once said that the Sfiras HaOmer he felt was a more important time of year than Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, everyone's involved directing themselves. But he said that Sfiras HaOmer is a more important time than Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And he quoted the Shiboli HaLeket. I gave a shiur on this. It's on YU Torah. It's like an hour shiur. It's, if you can listen to it, he quoted the Shiboli HaLeket, who I think quotes Acher Reb Binyamin, who explains why is it that we have Avelis during Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, and there are regular reasons. And then he says, because of the Shita of Yochanan ben Nuri, that Rishayim are Nidon v'Gehenim, Bein Pesach L'Atzeres. Mishnah says, Rishayim are judged in Gehenim for 12 months. Yochanan ben Nuri says, from Pesach until Shavuos. My father asked the question, he says, I don't understand. What's the significance of Pesach to Shavuos? If someone passes away in Chodesh Cheshvan, he has to wait. What is this about? My father explains that. What does it mean? He says it means that a person is judged for how he behaved during Sfira. Why? Because Sfira is such an important time. There is so much you can accomplish during Sfira. And therefore, what you do during Sfira affects the rest of your year. And that's what it means. You're judged based on what you do during Sfira. And for that reason, Shiboli HaLeket mentions that there's a miut of simcha, because sometimes simcha can lead a person to be distracted, to leitzanis, and we want to make sure that we use this time properly, because this is the time to really grow. It really, you know, it really affects us in a very strong way. In the late 60s, he said, someone asked him, are you allowed to go to a movie during Sfira? It's the common joke, are you allowed to go the rest of the year? But at that time he said, I'm not getting into that. I don't know if it's usher. I don't want to say it's usher, but certainly not within the spirit of Sfiras HaOmer, because the time to really grow, to become greater, it's so important to take advantage of the time. And that's what we're davening for, because it's not easy. What's our goal? If you look at the Meshech Chachma, and we'll finish with the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma asked the question. So the Meshech Chachma asked the question. He says that without getting into the alumnus of the Gemara, but we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan. We have Aleph Sivan, we have Yom HaMiyuchas, we have Shoshana Gabala, and 6th of Sivan is Shavuos. But we know that in the days of Matan Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu were out of the day, the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. So the question is, so how do we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? It's very nice, okay, it's Gush Zayom, but it's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So the Meshech Chachma says, because since Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to be Mosef Yom Echad, Midaito, at a day, and the Shekhinah came down on the seventh day, that's what really became our Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do something. As it says in Tehillim, Ki Metoras Hashem Chefso, Uvesorosu, in your Torah you should be involved.
We want the Torah to become ours. That's what we're working towards during Sphere, for the Torah to become ours. And I think that may be coming back at the very beginning of the Sphere. And as I quoted the Zohar, and I want to say I'm not necessarily a student of the Zohar, but I think the point of Sphere Somers, as I said, the Kaddish today, we make the bracha, very, very chashuv, Kedavin the Kaddish Baruch Hu. But the Zohar says we have to bring, after we mekadosh ourselves and our family, we have to bring ourselves back up. What does that mean? When the Torah becomes ours, you know, we're able to say chidushim, we're able to understand, we make a kinyan in the Torah, then we've brought ourselves back up. And that's why the Zohar says you should stand, because it's such just to realize how important it is. You're mekadosh today. You're davening for yourself that you should be able, and for your family and for Klal Yisrael, that we should be able to reach a level where the Torah should become ours. So, Mirat Hashem, we should all use the rest of Sphira Somer the proper way, and we should be zocha, the Torah becomes ours for Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the month, and we should be zocha to very good things. Thank you all for joining.
Amen. Shkoyach. Thank you.
Ruchtiyah. Thank you all for joining.
Yeah. Okay. Can you send the Daf Mekoros to the show?
Yeah, if anyone will like the Daf Mekoros, I will send it. But I wasn't able to do it. So just you can go ahead and you can write me an email. I have your email address. It's okay. Let's see. But it says, anyone who like my Daf Mekoros will be on Wire Torah, but you can send me an email to briskisrael@gmail.com. Brisk Israel. I'm probably the only brisker in Israel that has, well, I shouldn't say it's not true, by the way. I'm not the only brisker that has, anyways, briskisrael@gmail.com. If you'd like the Daf Mekoros, and I'm happy to send it to anybody, and we'll be on YU Torah also. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Mm-hmm.